I went out the door and down the hall to the room where Catherine was to be after the baby came. I sat in a chair there and looked at the room. I had the paper in my coat that I had bought when I went out for lunch, and I read it. It was beginning to be dark outside, and I turned the light on to read. After a while, I stopped reading and turned off the light and watched it get dark outside. I wondered why the doctor did not send for me. Maybe it was better I was away. He probably wanted me away for a while. I looked at my watch. If he did not send for me in 10 minutes, I would go down anyway. Poor, poor dear cat. And this was the price you paid for sleeping together. This was the end of the trap. This was what people got for loving each other. Thank God for gas, anyway. What must it have been like before there were anesthetics? Once it started, they were in the mill race. Catherine had a good time in the time of pregnancy. It wasn't bad. She was hardly ever sick. She was not awfully uncomfortable until toward the last. So now they got her in the end. You never got away with anything. Get away, hell. It would have been the same if we had been married 50 times. And what if she should die? She won't die. People don't die in childbirth nowadays. That was what all husbands thought. Yes, but what if she should die? She won't die. She's just having a bad time. The initial labor is usually protracted. She's only having a bad time. Afterward, we'd say, what a bad time, and Catherine would say, it really wasn't so bad. But what if she should die? She can't die. Yes, but what if she should die? She can't, I tell you. Don't be a fool. It's just a bad time. It's just nature giving her hell. It's only the first labor, which is almost always protracted. Yes, but what if she should die? She can't die. Why would she die? What reason is there for her to die? There's just a child that has to be born, a byproduct of good nights in Milan. It makes trouble and is born, and then you look after it and get fond of it, maybe. But what if she should die? She won't die. But what if she should die? She won't. She's all right. But what if she should die? She can't die. But what if she should die? Hey, what about that? What if she should die? The doctor came into the room. How does it go, doctor? It doesn't go, he said. What do you mean? Just that. I made an examination. He detailed the rest of the examination. Since then, I've waited to see, but it doesn't go. What do you advise? There are two things. Either a high forceps delivery, which can tear and be quite dangerous besides being possibly bad for the child, and a cesarean. What is the danger of a cesarean? What if she should die? It should be no greater than the danger of an ordinary delivery. Would you do it yourself? Yes. I would need possibly an hour to get things ready and to get the people I would need. Perhaps a little less. What do you think? I would advise a cesarean operation. If it were my wife, I would do a cesarean. What are the after effects? There are none. There is only the scar. What about infection? The danger is not so great as in a high forceps delivery. What if you just went on and did nothing? You will have to do something eventually. Mrs. Henry is already losing much of her strength. The sooner we operate now, the safer. Operate as soon as you can, I said. I will go and give the instructions.